trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. Bright sunny days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow are so pretty in the skies, are also on the faces of people walking by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They really say, I love you. I see babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Say to myself, what a wonderful world. Right, I say myself, what a wonderful world. Hey, love. You and me, we would be good together. We'd be good in the movie picture. You doing that drama thing you do, and then we do the scenes. We should be in a movie.
Yeah, you should be.
You and me should be in a... You'd be the main character. You'd be the main character. You would. I swear to God, in the movie, you would be the main character, and we would all, we'd be the supporting, we'd support. It would be your plot, and then we would be just fucking character. I'd be the baddest one. People would hate me the most if I was in the movie, but you would be desired. You would be the prime of fashion, the belle of the ball, Crystal's delight. I think, it would be like an Oscar.
All right, let's get back to reality.
You would win an Oscar, lady.
You're going to go in show business.
Right. I look up to this guy, Harvey Weinstein, and he was doing so phenomenally with his philanthropic and then his social rights.
Weinstein?
Yeah, Weinstein.
He's a 666 man.
What?
He's a 666 man.
But what did he even do? What are you talking about?
The one that had all those girls.
Yeah, he went on some dates and the girls Me Too with him. Everyone gets Me Too.
What?
I thought everyone gets that happen to them too, Me Too. You too? Me too. You know how it is.
It's the one that had all
that. He had a few
girls.
He had a few girlfriends and he gave some parts. I thought everyone does that in this business. For God's sakes.
Man.
Hmm?
He's a prank.
What did
he's
he,
in jail.
What did he even
for
do?
100 years.
To them, and he did what? With his hands?
The woman, no. The woman got him in jail.
He used his hands? What did he do with his hands and his face? Attack? Oh, my God. Why did he attack them? He liked their watch? What was it? They had something he wanted?
For 100 years.
Oh, God.
25.
I fear that even worse so than the sentencing, it could even be that he might turn gay in jail, which I fear might be the worst part.
What a sicky.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he was a millionaire.
Now you're making me not want to get famous. I'm going to feel weird when I get famous now because I hear about all the weird people in show business. Seems like a pretty weird place. I don't know if I would fit in there too well. Maybe I'm normal. But there is no reality. This is a simulation that we need to embrace before we disgrace, to the taste of my dismay, that we shall decree your corona and my Sanchez of a tray, that is to portray on thy name of day, which is gay for love. I do like the way. Sorry, I'm just doing. I saw the movie Eminem with 8 Mile, and I've just been trying to. Corona? Not yet. I will be. Soon. It's happening any day now. They said, CNN said everyone is going to get coronavirus. I don't know what you are saying.
Where do you go?
So CNN, according to that publication on the web, HTML browser, you may know it as the IBM, but it's called the Internet, actually. And on this device, UB91, you don't actually own the computer, but the CNN website, Molly, what it says is, Molly, everyone will get corona eventually. That is what they're telling us. Everyone knows it now. They say we're all going to get it eventually. So, they're just horrible, lying people. I don't like the fake news, so I only get my news from Barstool Sports now. A reliable publication, which has offering accredited journalists with a variety of the changing of times, thought process, ideation for a newer tomorrow, while reimagining the better today, and more fun while we're at it. Sports
in
mind.
Injection?
I wish. I haven't had an injection in like the longest time.
Alex, is it safe to be with people?
Who? You or me?
I don't know, but I'm afraid now.
I'm never safe to be with people, but I.
You don't have it.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Not yet?
What?
You're expecting.
I watched the news, yo. They said eventually people will get it. What do you want? What? I don't even get
it. He got it?
No. You're gonna come to the Hamptons with us this weekend, though. I can't wait. Love you so much. It's kissing
yeah,
her.
Yeah, but you're not catching.
No. I was.
You'll have to explain it.
Yeah, I'll tell you in person. I'll tell you in person.
I think I'm coming. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Been coming?
He says he's only coming if you come. Then he doesn't get to come if you don't come. What?
Oh no, I'll go.
Okay. So you were just.
Well.
You were lying to mom then, and you were saying you were when you were not.
I'm in bed now.
Right. You're, but...
Alex, is he sad?
Harrison's very depressed. The girl broke his leg.
He's sad?
Yeah. What do you want? Like...
And she left him, him in the apartment?
No. They sleep in the same bed every night. I don't know, cuddling or smushing or... loving or whatever the fuck people call it these days. They're literally watching TV all day together on the couch. He's not calling his mom. He's not calling his grandma. Kid went AWOL. The chick broke his heart. Dead. Done. Finished. Over. Never coming back. Get him, got him. Dib, dab, dum, done it. I don't know what. They're still together in the apartment, but she broke him up. They are not dating right now. It's very weird. I think she's chilling with guys on weekends.
But, you know what?
She's got a little speed.
I don't understand what you're saying.
She's got guys coming in on the weekends. Must be. There's no other way. What do you want, Granny?
Alex, you talk so different.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Granny. I'm just practicing now for a new role I got of some guy who comes from Brooklyn.
Does she want to stay in the apartment?
She wants to stay in the apartment for 2 more months until she goes out and then never sees him for the rest of her entire life. What do you think?
She don't want to leave?
In 2 months, she's out. She's gone. Finish.
She's trying to work it out?
No! Over, man. Dunzo! Witches of WeHo! Dunzo! Sorry. watching too much Vanderpump Rules.
What is she telling him?
She's telling him that she wants the next 2 months to be civil before she goes away from him. They're gonna have to get two separate apartments, man. And they sleep.
Tell me tomorrow. I can't understand your English.
English. It makes me upset because I like Donald Trump.
I don't know. What are you saying?
Okay. I said they're sleeping in the same bed, but they're not together.
So, okay.
You got it?
She has no intentions of getting together.
No, but it depresses him because they sleep in the same bed every night with no intention of getting back. None. It's horrible. He's upset. What do you think he's going to say? His heart is being broken on the regular. Like daily, nightly, hourly. 10,000, 2,500, 600 minutes. How long does it take to measure a year? Seriously, there's nothing to do.
Is he coming tomorrow?
He's only coming if you come. So if you say you're not coming, he's not going to come.
Oh, I'm gonna come.
Okay. I need your promise on that. I love you. Molly, before I see you tomorrow, one more thing, my love. Very important question. Very important. One last thing. Donald Trump. What do you think about him, Layla?
What do you think? He's a nobody.
Him? He's a guy from Queens.
Yeah, I know.
He's a broker. Handshaker. A smooth walker.
Yeah, he comes from Queens, you know.
I know, he's pretty cool. A lot of people like
Jamaica.
Him because he's Guido like that. He has that, like, you know, metro vibe. You feel me?
You like him.
I like his personality, but I don't like the...
Oh, personality. He's a jerk. Number one jerk.
Vibe.
Ask Biden if he likes him.
Biden's senile. The dude's going under. He might not even make it till next week. Biden is senile. He's not going to be able to hold himself during those debates. It's very concerning.
I don't think he could do it.
He can't. Biden is a... whoopee cushion deflated to the max where he's an old windbag full of beat up old sock. A motherfucking oven mitt that you fucking smacked the wife beater around for
half an hour. You got your clean clothes for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm dreaming about my clean clothes. The fabric, polyester.
Pick out the
80%. Cotton.
Your baby.
Made from Malaysia. Content. Silica fiber.
What time 80%
moisturized. 9 PM. Earlier. We actually got 2 o'clock buses. We'll be there 5 o'clock. We'll be there 5 PM. Sorry, I don't know why I said
about 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock on the dot. I'll be there for you. Honey, I'm home. When we're there, things will be better. I know Mom's probably going to yell at you and then make it seem like she wasn't when me and Harrison arrived. So just hold tight. Embrace yourself. You're in for, like, a rude awakening. But, like, she's going to murk you, dude. You got to... She's going to make fun...
Why is she going to yell at you?
Oh, she's going to yell at you first until I come. Then she yells at me when I... once I get there.
What?
She's going to yell at you until I get there.
Why?
Then she yells at me. I don't know.
For what?
She's been angry the last few years.
You didn't what?
Anger. She gets angry when she's hungry.
You didn't cut your hair?
She gets angry when she's hungry.
Why didn't you get a haircut?
Malnourishment.
You want to get it more mild?
I want to think about you thinking about me getting it.
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm sorry. I'm just practicing for comedy mixtapes. I'm seeing, I'm trying jokes to see if you laugh at them. It's been going really poorly so far.
You finished with all your work?
Yeah, I'm a coding god. I could potentially...
You're a what? A coding god?
Yeah, I could potentially...
For the board?
No. No.
For yourself?
Yeah. I could potentially be the best software developer...
Hey, you.
...in the future. The Jewish guy.
I hope he's legit.
He's just a Jew.
Yeah, you know, legitimate.
I said Jewish.
No, I hope he's legit, like he's no...
He's not legit, he's a Jew.
He's legal.
He's not... Oh, okay. I didn't know what you were talking about. I thought you were talking about the
you
legit...
You never heard that expression?
I thought you were talking about the people, the legit...
Legitimate?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the legitimates. Never mind. No. He's Jewish, and... I'm going to be Coder Bay. I'm going to be like the
married
most...
Married man?
Yeah, but he like is attracted to all the young girls, so I have no idea. But...
He has children?
A few. So, when I become the best software developer to ever make software in the world, I'm going to title my...
Does he have a daughter to you?
He doesn't want to give his daughters to me.
What?
They're like 7.
Does he have a daughter?
Yeah, but I'm not
your
a pedophile.
Age.
No. Unless you want me to be a pedophile, no.
And tomorrow you're going to meet Harrison?
Why not?
She's not fighting with him?
Of course she is. He's living with her still.
I hope when he comes back, she doesn't move.
There's going to be a guy there when he walks in.
There's going to be, but she brings a guy in?
There might be when he comes back. He's going to be away for like 3 days, 4 days.
When she brings a guy in there?
High possibility.
Shame on
that. Well, I don't, not confirmed, not confirmed. Whoa. I said maybe, yo. That hasn't happened yet. But the very Maggie May. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't try anymore. She broke up with him, so what do you think, Noni? Oh, you took me away from home. Cause you were scared of being alone. You took my heart and I can't blame you for that. I think that's a word. Yeah.
What do I remind you of? Remember that teacher? Piano teacher?
Mr. Perlman. That guy was a communist.
Perlman.
He was a Russian communist. He was like Joseph Stalin's retarded younger brother.
What? What?
Hamyanko. Have you angle?
What?
What?
Remember when he would say, talk, and I you say, what? I used to say, oh, that poor man.
I know, I tortured him for no reason. I was just so dick. He was like so upset by it, and I was just.
It was so hellish.
Oh my god. Can I sing one more before I hang up? He was a sick fuck. Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say. It's like. Technical difficulty, guys. I make the podcast in my mom's basement. Just kidding. Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. He led me away from home. Just to be alone. What? No! That's your mom somewhere. Shows your head. But that don't worry me none. Only us know it. I'm glad that all you chose. I love you, they need to go.
Oh,
No, man.
Maybe you get it in East Hampton.
I'm afraid.
Yeah, I'll treat you to it.
If you say so, lady.
Okay. There's a
lot
of nice beauty parlor there.
You may not have time.
Huh?
You may not have time.
Oh, we have time. We're going to be there a couple of days.
All right. I'll give my most enthusiastic. All right. She hates me now.
Love
you.
The subject of my podcast.
Why? Am I gonna need it?
Take her naloxone, opioids, and go to bed. Loving your little grandma.
You're beautiful, it's true. It's great and lonely. I just think of my Asian and green and sad. Oh, she hung up. She hung up, guys. Thank you for bearing with. I know this podcast isn't always good or even fun.
It's not.
Or even normal.
It sucks, dick.
It's horrible. This podcast, absolutely trash. But like Logan Paul and all the other young entrepreneurs, we're trying to figure this one out. So bear with us, ladies and gents. At least I don't charge $20 a week or whatever Logan does. I pay it, though, because he cool. Mike is pretty hot.
Act 2. Butt stuff? How's butt stuff? Is that good?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up? Butt stuff.
You called me?
Yeah. Butt stuff? Butt stuff?
What?
Butt stuff? Seriously, do you like that, though?
Like what?
Just all that shit related to the asshole and the clit, you know, hot type night stuff. Is it good? Or...
Wait, I'm very sleep deprived, so I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Oh, you didn't hear the new Call Her Daddy. So, they think guys are fucking pussy-ass bitches for not liking shit up their ass. But, I mean, I'll take something up my ass. I never thought of that as a possibility.
What?
Do you not like that? Like, shit up your ass? Sherrod once said he was playing Xbox with a guy who argued, is it gay or not if your girlfriend shows a dildo up your... buttocks. If it goes straight up and down bag, snap dab in the middle up in it, and she fucks you with a dildo strap on, and you say, nice, honey, it feels so nice. Don't it feel good?
I mean, to be honest, stimulating the prostate, kind of is like a sweet spot for guys.
It is, it is. They were saying if a guy doesn't want shit up his butt, he's so self-conscious about being gay that he's a bitch boy and to throw him away.
I mean, I don't know if I'd go to the lengths of a strap-on, but like, I definitely don't mind, I don't mind the prostate being, stimulated.
Me either. I know, they say when you're about to come, if you shove the finger up, then the guy will come 5 times as hard, and same for women. Which I've heard, so apparently I've been fucking all wrong. So that's why we all get breakup. My brother got broke up with 2 days ago, 3-year relationship, because she said he was a bitch boy who she didn't want to marry. So, and they live together. They're still living together watching movies. He is a bitch boy, still watching movies with her. So, if you can actually shove your dick and your finger inside the girl's different holes, and then she does the same for you, you blast out. Explosive. Is that true? I feel like we have to do some research on this. I don't know how it could be.
I mean, I think that is true.
Oh, Mr. No Prostate Go. I didn't realize you were such a specialist.
Dude, Alex. Can I just say, I don't I was dying when you were lecturing your grandma about systemic racism,
yes.
And she just clearly was not understanding what you were saying.
No clue at all what's going on, any idea at any point of time.
You were just going on a tangent, and that poor woman was just so confused.
Such a beautiful, poor old soul.
That poor woman.
Oh, where's Ryan? So funny. About the ass. I think that's why girls feel that they're unsatisfying relationships. The sex life is a big part. And clearly, if there's all the shit we didn't know to try and do, then we fucked up quite a bit. We wasted a lot of good time. What the fuck? Now, I'm gonna only want to do ass stuff now. It's insane. They're fucking with my head. Yet again. What else is new?
Yet again.
yet again. Is the butt stuff really, really, really that good? Like, how good could butt stuff be? I don't even get it. But what in the butt? You got it in the plug. I got a plug. You've never tried it. Never an ass, a finger in your asshole.
I've never had a strap on, but like I've definitely like I've let my ex like
yeah
sort of stick a finger
play
there.
With yo. They like to play with it. They want to like rub around it and like lick it or some shit a little bit. I don't know like too much, but they like
yeah,
to, they like to play with it. Sick fox.
They do. It's like some weird power trip.
So bizarre, and
it's weird because like they don't even get any pleasure from doing.
Oh,
it.
Oh, they do. The pleasure is they're thinking of you putting shit in their butt. That's the pleasure. Feel like they're trying to do it to you. So yeah, you could come, and they want it. Girls' job is to make you come, but they want that shit for them. You know.
Yeah.
It's so wild with that. We're gonna be virgins for a very long time. There's like no way of getting girls at this point. Like no one's fucked unless you were fucking before quarantine. No one is fucking after quarantine if they weren't fucking before, right? Absolutely no. Not at all. It's not possible. If you weren't getting slammed every single fucking other night of the week, then I doubt much has changed. Like it's like some like dude, I don't know what it's like to be either in a college age or having friend group like. I don't think other people are fucking too much. Could they be? I doubt it. It's not possible. Unless you have a girlfriend. Because there's no bars. There's no bars. Right?
Huh?
There's no bars, and you can't go to restaurants for Tinder dates.
Yeah.
Right?
And
everyone's at home, so you can't go to this chick's house. Because it's not like she has open house. The house is the open.
Yeah.
What a wild fucking trash car. Yo, I'm mad at Call Her Daddy. I, like, blame them for all of this. I feel like once that fucking podcast came out, it all went to fucking shit. And all of our lives went to hell. Not that they caused the whole thing. They caused some part of this problem. For sure. It's not all their fault. But an issue of this whole global fragment situation. I don't know how they still have views because in order to enjoy it or to at least get through it, you have to be fucking all the time. And so few people are, less than ever people are having sex in God's green earth that you call this la-di-do-da-day civilization with the Amerigo Vespucci and his merry band of bandits came in 1600 gold, God, and glory, they say. Now they look at the environment, what we have to play with. Oh, some natives here. Let's see how much we can cough on them. And the biggest genocidal bioterror attack ever was the Spanish and Italian colonization of North America from the years 1500 to 1641. That is not in the books for what we did to those Aztec, Mayan, and other Mexican and North American up through the Canadians and Alpine Lation gaps. Everything we did to them from that point onward was just death and massacre for the Native Americans. They all died. You know, millions and millions and millions. We killed the buffalo, neither too. Native Americans kept this land preserved for 20,000 years to the point where it was so prosperous and free. And then in about 100 years, we destroyed literally everything. So I don't know what they want to make of that. Like, this is our turf now. We're supposed to play with it. But we can't even leave our goddamn house really much. I see people on, like, the apps. They're fucking at Miami pool party or Vegas pool party. But, like, what's it all for? Like, it's really only the rich and the beautiful are out fucking. And then everyone else is a fucking losetard. That's what I mean. Like, is it depressing for you? You were out for the first time yesterday, and you got, like, a burger and fries, and you said Nirvana at last or something. Like, that's insane what we consider a good time anymore. I hate it, dude.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know how I feel.
Yeah, I do. Wait. So you only have a one-dimensional view, and you can't expand further than that. I get that.
Wait. First of all, I'm a little bit. I only slept for 2 hours last night because
dude, I have the same problem. We're such Jews.
So, I might not be up to a deep conversation right now, but basically I think the politicians have robbed us of our life.
Is it all them to blame?
Yeah.
Interesting. You make a very interesting point, sir.
A world without politicians, 90% of people would get along with each other.
Yeah. I've always blamed them, but I always thought of it was a larger system at play, then I realized they control literally every single part. But then big business controls them. So, you know.
Politicians are just useless middlemen.
Right. Like accountants.
Accountants actually help people.
Well, I mean, they say, like, the politicians are the accountants of society. But I don't think that's true.
You help people.
So, yeah, I do. So.
Dude.
I know, as hard as I have to believe, I help people.
Dude, why do you keep acting like you were fired?
Because I'm getting fired in, like, 2 or 3 months.
No, you're not. Shut the fuck up.
Alright.
Why do you think that?
Because, like, they're transitioning me out of the role because, like, I'm getting paid too much and they want to hire, like, other people and, like, people who are cheaper. The boss is a dick. He's a Jewish motherfucker.
Yeah, but did they say this or are you just imagining this?
He's, like, told me this was the plan for, like, the longest time.
Dude, why did Corona dead you? I thought you were best friends.
Because, like, he was trying to grow the business so much. Oh, I thought you were talking about why the virus, like, fuck with my job. I didn't realize you knew Corona. Me and Corona
no,
have been having...
I read that text message exchange, and I was a little bit sad.
Thank you, dude. Because now you realize I'm going to have to call you for fucking desperate, pathetic.
I was just sad because it was like... I was like, that's sad. Like,
yeah, no, it is. Corona felt a need to... berate me and always kind of criticize others, but he criticized Dunn every damn B left in our entire group to the point where I was the only one left, Ben, who he kind of dubbed everyone or thought everyone was too much of like a pussy or something or whatever. And the only people that were doing well were the ones he originally considered like herbs and pussies. So anyone now is just like either insane or too much of a pussy. And for me, I was like the perfect middle ground for him. Believe it or not, I had a career. I was the last sane person in this kid's life. What does that tell you about his fucking network?
I'm gonna go soon. I might take
okay.
A little nap.
It's fine. Yeah, I got you. I'm glad we could talk about that. No, just about butt stuff. Is butt stuff going to work, or...
Is what?
Is butt stuff, like... Is it working? They say you fucking cum your piss out of you if you fucking do butt stuff. Damn, I didn't realize Xanax, like, makes you, like, not able to think in the morning. I only took it a few times.
No, bro, it's fucking allergies. I haven't slept for 2 hours.
Oh, shit.
Nothing to do with Xanax.
Are you completely off Xanax?
What?
You're off Xanax?
No, I'm not. But
oh, okay.
Nothing to do with Xanax. Everything to do with the fact that my allergies are horrible and I slept for 2 hours.
Yeah, no, it sounds like the fact that you slept for 2 hours. Yeah, for sure. That sucks, dude. That's like me every other night, too. I know, I'm on a good day. That was why I called, dude. This was the first day I actually got a first normal night's sleep in literal weeks. That was actually why I called you. I heard call her daddy, but I was awake enough to talk to you. So this is actually really fun, but I'll catch you later with some shit. I gotta work all day and jack off and stuff. Yeah, we'll talk at some point. You're the man.
Alright, I'll call you later.
Whatever. Okay, sounds good, bro. Me.
Hey, guys.
It's pretty cool. Guys?
Guys?
Hey, guys? What's going on here now? What do you be thinking? We be making the most of all this Dundude egg, eh? Hatwick? Hatwick what? Hatwick who? Hatwick who? I pulled a Hatwick, guys.
Hatwick Stott?
Yeah, imagine he, like, heard this. I don't think I doubt he'd know. But, we literally... He had no idea. We quote him verbatim, and he's only said about 15 lines his entire life. And we quote, like, five or ten of those, so... Guys?
Guys?
Bye, guys. Don't make fun of me when you're gone or anything. I know your ways. You're gonna owe me a lot of sushi and lobster dinner rolls if this should continue. And then we'll see who the real winner is then. I just have some tricks up my sleeve. Hee hee, hi ho. No, it's sad though. His dad actually died of corona. We should be a little more respectful at this point. Guys? No, it's actually fucked up though. It's really fucked. His dad died. Like, no, it's not his blood dad, it's stepdad.
Wait. All sister's dad died of corona?
No, stepdad. Died of corona.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
What?
Let's not make fun of him. At least until corona's over.
Alright, man. Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Bye, Ben Boos.
Go ahead.
Jeez. Chapter 3.
Hey Joe, how are you doing?
What's up, bro?
I'm doing alright, how about yourself?
I'm fine, bro.
I actually had a pretty awful week, actually.
Really?
Not even personal stuff. I lost some money in the market. A lot of money, actually.
How much money did you lose?
I lost $7,000.
Jeez, man.
Yeah.
What were you investing in?
So the thing was, Joe, I was waiting for a really long time to invest. I had lost money on cryptocurrency in 2016. That was really the only other big investment I did. So I made a lot of money on crypto, and then I lost money on crypto.
And how did you come out in the end with crypto? Like, did you
I literally broke completely.
This is my therapist talking to me about crypto.
At one point, I was up like $80,000. Because I bought Bitcoin really early, and then I bought this other one, Ripple, and I just did really well. I was an early adopter to it, but even in the end, because I put so much into it, trying to be more greedy, I lost everything I really made, but I broke even just by being early enough. So I've been waiting a really long time for an opportunity like that, to be honest. That was how that happened.
What did you buy this week? Were you trying to do an option?
So I've been waiting like 4 years to find a really high payout thing. I was looking for a stock though, something along the S&P 500, but for something that would be much more profitable, but also pretty reliable. So I talked to my boss, who's my manager, but he doesn't have anything to do with my future at the company. He's trained me. He's a 50-year-old man.
He hates
who's a little wacky. He went to UPenn, believe it or not. Even though he's like had some kind of off things, working for a family business, had some bad luck in life. He's kind of a grumpy 50-year-old man who's nowhere near head in the company where he should be, especially for someone who went to UPenn. He entered accounting like 10 years ago. Long story short, he used to do stocks. But me and him, when I joined the team 3 years ago, me and him had a lot of good times bonding over how I did the crypto. I was making a lot of money back. I was up a lot of money. I never actually made money, but he thought it was awesome about those investments that I had a good eye for. So we bonded a lot. So I may have not even had my job right now if it wasn't for this man, because the boss didn't know how he felt about me at first, and the big boss. And other people were saying who had more steady, like, accounting career, very by the books. They thought I was too lax about the work at first. Similar issues that I had at an internship I told you about a while ago. these people, some may have been trying to fire me, others didn't know yet, but this was the one man who was telling me, he had the most precedence with my boss because he was working with him the longest. He had some pull, and he kept telling the boss that he thinks I should stay on the team, and that he thinks I need another chance. I'm a really smart kid, and the sky's the limit for me. That's what I heard that from the big boss directly, of what Michael used to say about me. I knew he was saying stuff like that. And so he really acted like a mentor for me for the past 3 years. I totally trusted what this UPenn graduate who worked in stocks had to say. I told him for the last few months, since the economy went down, I was looking for a way to try and make some, I'll call it easy money, but I was looking as a sound long-term investment. And this week, oil was doing really bad. And he has experience in finance. He told me, buy oil, buy oil. And I researched it and I said, long term, it might actually be not as bad as people. I think it's tanking right now. I think people don't see a future in it. But I was looking at studies that oil would have a long term future. So I wake up one morning on Monday, and he basically, this guy, I told you he was a little rough around the edges, even though he's a Jewish UPenn graduate. And he told me I was a pussy if I don't buy oil today. And I felt a little, targeted. Like, does he think, I'm not trying to either take his advice or make sound investment choices? So I was looking this whole time for something to go all in.
That sounds so horrible and when I talk.
When he told me oil hit negative dollars, I didn't know what that meant, but I wanted to be a part of something where I could buy something negative. And I know I'm not getting paid to buy oil, but it sounded like I could get an unlimited amount of stocks in this commodity.
You're
I found
all
it interesting that
will
have long term value and everything would be okay. So I pulled the trigger. Afterwards, he says, So that was the issue. What's up?
Was it Oxy?
It wasn't called Oxy. It's a fund on Vanguard and other exchanges called USO. Turns out I didn't buy a stock at all, and neither did he. Joe. He told me his friend from the oil industry, who's an oil trader, told him to buy this. He kept saying, let me text my friend. So I pulled the trigger. Stock just goes down and down. I didn't realize we bought future contract funds, so price always goes down for that. I went 20 grand in future contract funding instead of something I thought was a stock, Joe. So turns out he didn't have a friend in oil trading. The friend was him. He was saying something about tech. Now that I lost money, he's telling me things like, I didn't know, he's getting all defensive. I didn't know you were going to put so much 20 grand in it. Why would you do that? Should have just put all your money on red. I said, you told me to fucking do this one. He said that I wanted to kill this guy. He's not a good dude. I think I see now. He says that guy's not in the oil industry. I said there was no friend, was there? And then he starts trying to change the subject. He's like, what? He's like, you're crazy. Stop. And he keeps changing the subject. I honestly want to quit my job right now. I'm disgusted with him and
with everything. You're really angry at that guy.
I'm really angry at this dude. I wouldn't actually kill him, Joe. But honestly, he didn't even he wasn't even nice about it. I wouldn't expect him to say, I'll take you out to dinner or something to make up for it. He wasn't even nice about it. He's trying to pin it, take off all the blame. That's, his psychological tactic to not have to feel any guilt. And that now there's lawsuits going out for this fund because not only me, but $300 million, Joe, of new investor money got poured into the stock today, which made the growth go up by 500%. So that it was all new investors. Everyone got swindled, and now there's a lawsuit coming out. So he started to freak out when I said, "Can I have your friend's name? There's a lawsuit." I was kind of joking, saying, "I like your oil trader friend's name," but I'm on the lawsuit now for this security that people didn't know what they were buying. It was just because prices went to zero. $300 million worth of mom-and-pop investors, kids, college kids, people my age, whatever, they all pour their money into this. And I'm really angry at him. It's just I really find it tough, thinking how I'm going to work with this guy now because I feel like he's a bad character.
You know what? I could slightly relate to you. I bought an EFT a few weeks ago.
ago for oil. I bought WTIU.
That's so interesting. Yeah, this was also an ETF. This was also
It was. It usually trades around 20, and it dropped to $1.60.
And you bought it from 20 to a dollar?
No, I bought it at $1.
Yeah, you bought it at $1 after it dropped.
Yeah, I just bought a few hundred though, but the stock is gone now. Like it bankrupted.
It bankrupted. Yeah, that's. He starts telling me afterward. The thing was, Joe, I knew this guy didn't know about oil. That was the thing. He said he had an oil trader friend who now I think doesn't seem to exist. He says he doesn't exist now. Okay. So it's just really upsetting. And even though I told him, I said, give me the stock that he says right now, oil zero. I thought it was going to be like the only day oil would be zero, man. So I thought that it would be literally the only chance to buy it that cheap. That was what my rationale in doing. I really didn't know. I researched it all day, but that's clearly not enough because I didn't understand the instrument I was buying. I said, I have 20 grand right now. I'll go in. Maybe he thought I was joking because we do joke a lot about things and about like buying stocks. But I said, I said, no fucking kidding. Like, I'll go 20 grand in if you give me the right one. So he told me that. Then the second it started to go down, he says, like, your timing's horrible or something. Like, blame. And he bought a little himself. But then he's saying, like, it looks like a lot of oil companies are going to go bankrupt. And then I said, this investment is a sure thing. And then he's like, I don't know, I wouldn't say sure thing, but he's saying stuff like, if Iran goes to war with Israel, it's going to go up, like, 1,000-fold. Just stuff like that. And then the next day, it starts to tank. He's like, putting it, I didn't know you had this much money. So it's just really frustrating, but Joe, really for me.
I don't give a fuck, you're annoying. Chapter 4. Enjoy your July 4th, people.
I was jacking off, for Christ's sake. Just go somewhere else, bro. Just go somewhere else, bro.
Yeah.
Just go somewhere else, bro.
I'm on my way home.
I don't think you can hear me so well. I said go somewhere else, bro.
Headphones in. Always have my headphones in, bro.
All those things are pretty cool. So where are you looking for a new job?
I'm still part of my company, bro.
So
For about the fourth time. I am furloughed from my company.
So they fired you.
I still have my health insurance and all my benefits through Best Buy.
So you're not looking at a job for four months.
They're holding my job for 3 months and I still have all my benefits.
Were you getting unemployment even before that?
No. They furloughed me, so now I qualify for unemployment, but I'm still an employee.
Oh, that's actually the best of both worlds in that case.
Yes, I get paid double from the government of what I would usually make, and I still have my job.
That's insane. I thought that you were mentioning in the AA meeting to employers that you were jobless, hoping someone would offer you a job. I thought you were looking for someone to work for in AA.
I could get a job very easily if I wanted to.
In AA?
I probably could through AA, but I could also just ask the guy who owns the house. Because the guy on top of running halfway houses, he also buys houses, fixes them up, and then resells them.
Oh, and he just needs people to help him. Our landlord in Bampton had the same shit. He needs to hire random people all the time.
Yeah, so he pays people from the houses like $600 a week, cash. And, So if I needed a job, I could get one. It's just like I'm trying to go back to school, so. Hold on. It's all good, buddy. Plus, we got the Xbox last night. How's your Xbox? Is it still broken?
No, it actually got fixed.
Did you do anything, or did it just fix itself and it turns out you're an idiot?
It was not good for like 2 days.
just need an update?
No, it was shaky and making horrible clicks and not working.
And then what changed?
I don't know if they developed self-repairing technology or if
it probably just needs an update.
No, I almost never update like the Xbox.
It updates it by itself.
That'd be really cool.
Oh my god.
Well, yeah, the self-repairing technology could be the update or it could be something
not
else.
Self-repairing update. Oh my god.
Well, it obviously knew to do something because it was like about to break and it's completely.
Yes, it knows to update itself. Oh my god.
You don't even work with computers.
Bro, oh my god. My job is to fix the goddamn things that are broken.
You don't have one, motherfucker.
I do have an Xbox. I've had Xboxes for over 5 years.
I said you don't have a job, ass.
I do have a job. Oh,
this is why we stopped
being
friends.
It's so painful talking to you.
He's gonna hang up.
It's so painful.
He's gonna hang up.
Such a horrible person. Everything. Always. So, yeah, it sucks about Ian, but we'll get him next time. I feel like it can't possibly, like, it could happen other ways, but it's so much better if it's with Ian. So it's like a note for now.
You have to fuck up the ace in the hole, bro. Ian.
The
ace in the hole.
It's a literal ace in the hole, and I've literally nearly lost it all, bro, by like...
Just being yourself.
But literally just Sonya in the video chat, and their reaction to me being there in my underwear with like my awful hair and neck. They were literally having like a... literally, New Year's Eve wasn't as fun for them. The only other two texts I got from Ian that I just saw on the records, one was New Year's Eve, where he said, "Are you in the city?" He was in the city partying with his friends, and I was on Long Island crying with my mom and boyfriend. And I said, "I'm on Long Island," and he probably thought I was chilling with mad Long Island niggas and didn't invite him or something, which he used to think. Because at one point it actually did happen, like 8 years ago. So he always assumes it's still...
Yeah, one time you rented out a hotel and we're like, cool.
No, I invited, I think, Ian to that even. No, I'm
you
saying...
You invited me.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like literally 8 years ago.
You just
didn't come.
Oh, no, I had just gotten out of jail and was living at like Marcy's house.
Wait, I thought you literally just got into jail because I thought in the 8th you went away.
Oh, it was that year. No, I just came home from rehab, and I was home for like 6 weeks, and then treatment court caught me again, and then I went away again. It was that year, okay.
They loved catching you. No, but I'm saying
bro, they hate me at that fucking court. They even brought all that shit up when I was trying to get back into it.
Oh my god.
It's like
a shitty divorce. You're like, Doreen, you're bringing up that thing. It was from 03, damn it. I'm sorry that I almost ran over the
court. And you just sit all over the court and expect us to take you back. And I was like, yes.
They said that? They said you shit on the court?
In so many words, yes.
You say, yeah.
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 I'm back, bitches.
You're like, no good?
Bro, so my lawyer was like, okay, I got you into treatment court, but this is the longest I've ever seen someone... most of the time, like, if you fuck up and you go to jail, like, the first time you go to jail, it's, like, 12 days or something like that, right? Like, if you fail the program, they send you to jail, right?
Yeah, sure, why not?
And, like, normally, like, so this is considered my first arrest again, because, like, it's always taken off my record. This is technically my first arrest.
That's what they all say.
So, I'm
over the ace in the hole.
Yeah. Normally, like, on your first arrest, if you get, like, jail time, it's, like, 12, 15 days or something like that, right? Like, it's
You need much more than that.
It gave me 6 months. for my first offense, technically, they're going to give me 6 months if I fuck up. And also, normally in Freeman Court, like, if you fuck up, like, they'll send you to rehab or something like that. Like, you basically have to fuck up 3 times in Freeman Court for them to, like, send you to jail. Like,
you have to do a lot of drinking and drugging.
So much drinking and drugging.
They told me if I fuck up once, that they're just putting me in jail. Just once. So, like, you don't get any chances this time.
Well, yo, if you...
like, that's fair.
If you look at your record, you look like such a bad hombre from your record. They have no idea
like
they can trust you.
I look like a junkie from my record.
Yeah, a legit bad hombre.
It's not a bad hombre.
No, they think that like you have no way of recovering because your record shows you
no. No, I'm at, bro, I know people have been in single court 3 or 4 times. But most people are such disrespectful assholes.
Yeah, because it's a bad hombre.
No, I
do not want to put yourself in that category of deplorables in the words of Trump.
If you let me talk, it'll make more sense, but
never.
You have no ability to let anybody else talk.
Yo, the psychologist said today on a call, stop interrupting people. I said, I only do it with you. I've heard it in the past, but I've gotten much better.
You have gotten so much worse.
So much.
In my true heart of hearts, I always thought that I was going to die with a needle in my arm or a drink in my hand. I never really thought that it was a possibility for me to actually live clean or sober.
Yeah, me too.
But
just
I wasn't being a disrespectful asshole. I was just like, you guys don't understand. I don't have a choice in this. This is who I am.
That's also the bad hombre part.
I was still a good person.
That does not sound like a good hombre. I don't have a choice in this. That's the serial killer talk, yo. And it's how you got diagnosed so bad.
Doing drugs. You're not harming people.
Don't you have like a violent past on record?
I never put my hands on anybody.
That's not true. Anyway. End of the sound. Enjoy the silence. Do sex machina. Inside the cuckoo clock, he sits in claustrophobic silence, oblivious to the metronome ticking and the soft clicking of the cog tooth gears, as the slipping of the hull sets his universe unwinding. He thinks he understands his cuckoo bird life, but somewhere in an alternate universe, a clock faces, smiles knowingly, as its hands move round and round, each second turning into hours, and hours into eternity, as the cuckoo bird sits and anxiously awaits the commands to set Deus Ex Machina. It's a good name. Have a good weekend, folks. Hope all is well, and I'll talk to you soon. Love to you all. Y'all are really